Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Gourmet among the fish in Neil. Now, how should Ireland be developed over the next 15 years? The revision of the National Planning Framework is open for public consultation. Now, the NPF is the overarching policy and planning framework for the social, economic and cultural development of Ireland up to 2040. Joining me now to discuss is Minister of State for Planning and Local Government, Alan Dillon from Fine Gael, and Eoin Óibrin, who's Sinn Féin's spokesperson for housing. You're both very welcome indeed to the programme. Before we get into this wider framework, can I ask you, Eoin Óibrin, for your reaction, since we heard from Minister for Finance Jack Chambers earlier in the programme, ask for your reaction about the €8.3 billion that's to be made available for budget 2025. I assume you wouldn't have any quibble with the amount, would you?
Well, first of all, a very large amount of that expenditure is already committed to continue providing public services at the level they're currently provided at. So it would be a mistake to suggest that somehow that's new money for new programmes. There's only about €1.8 billion provided for new measures. And obviously, we'll wait to see how the government allocates that. What I am particularly worried about, however, and we'll talk about this in more detail in the context of the National Planning Framework and housing targets, is the total amount of money allocated for capital expenditure for next year, including social and affordable housing, hasn't increased on what government was proposing earlier this year in April, despite the fact that the Housing Commission have published a report in the interim saying that we actually need an extra 250,000 homes and we need to ramp up annual delivery of housing, especially social and affordable housing, from next year to a total of 60,000 public and private homes.
I think the Minister was saying that some 1.4, I think, would be made available and some of that would be used for housing, for additional housing.
But the problem is that was already committed. So the government has a housing plan. We all know their housing targets, particularly for social affordable housing, are inadequate. There is a modest increase in those targets for next year. And the figures that was released for capital spending today suggest that there is no change beyond that, despite the fact that the Housing Commission is saying we need a radical reset of policy and a dramatic increase in direct delivery of social affordable homes.
Okay.
That means on the basis of this, things aren't going to improve for social affordable housing under this government next year.
As you say, we'll get into that when we have more detail, and especially when we see the shape of the budget and so on. Let's turn to this national planning framework. As I say, how Ireland should be developed over the next 15 years or so. Can I ask you, Minister Alan Dillon, what the government's aim is? Just as an opener, give us the government's aim with this draft national planning framework.
Well, certainly the draft revised national planning framework anticipates a need to ensure that we have the latest data and demographic data from the ERSI, ensuring that we can provide housing and target infrastructure as accurately as possible. The draft plan was approved by Cabinet today. What will happen is now it will be open for a public consultation from the 10th of July till the 12th of September. And that in process includes a campaign to raise awareness and encourage public engagement. But the revised NPF provides a clear vision to guide future development investment decisions, ensuring that we have sustainable growth and development across Ireland. And
so what's the clear vision strategy? What's the clear vision for regional development?
Well, overarching strategy is that there would be a 50-50 split between the East and Midlands and other parts of the country, so that we would achieve a more regionally balanced population growth that would be split roughly 50-50 against the rest of the country.
Where exactly? Explain that to me.
Well, that would target a target of 50% of population growth into five cities, be it Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Galway and Waterford, with the remaining growth targeted throughout the remainder of the country. And the National Planning Framework always also designates five regional centres in both Athlone and Sligo, Leitrim, Drogheda and Dundalk to drive growth outside the regional centres.
Okay.
To this, though, is that we target 50% of new housing growth in the five cities with the existing built-up footwork and
So can I stop you there? And I'll bring in Eoin Óibrin in just a second. But just to be absolutely clear, we had the National Spatial Strategy many moons ago. is what you were describing just another version of the gateway towns type of strategy that we had then, which I don't know if it ever came to fruition?
Well, the National Planning Framework, it's in its infancy in terms of its implementation. It was published back in 2018 and specifically linked with the National Development Plan. And certainly, you know, 6 years later, we have a new revision based on a number of factors in relation to key legislation change. Yeah. We now have the Housing for All plan. We have the low carbon climate budgets. We have other areas of legislation that now are factored into it. But the National Framework emphasizes key areas.
What you described there sounds eerily like the National Spatial Strategy, which said that it designated border towns, Dundalk, Sligo and Letterkenny and Donegal, and a triangle of midland towns like Athlone, Mullingar and Tullamore as four new urban areas or gateways where the government will develop infrastructure, jobs and population.
I think what's key to this, and especially being a rural TD myself, it does focus on managing sustainable growth to support rural communities also, be it through the town centre first policy. Also, it continues to support single rural housing based on both social and economic need. And it also identifies, you know, infrastructure investment to improve regional infrastructure, be it in broadband, be it transport, to support rural development and make these areas more attractive to both live and work.
Eoin Brin, would you support all of that?
Well, of course, the documentation that was approved by Cabinet today has yet to be published, so I haven't had sight of any of it. And as always, with these things, the devil is in the detail. The first thing I'll say is the National Planning Framework was meant to be very different to the old regional spatial strategies because it's meant to be a legally binding statutory plan. And therefore, I hope when the documentation is published, it includes a very honest assessment of what were the targets that were set out for the first 5 years. Where were they met? Where were they not met? And where they weren't met to explain why? Because certainly with respect to housing, but also with respect to public transport, renewable energy, climate emissions reductions and biodiversity reversal or biodiversity loss reversal, the progress that was promised hasn't been made. And we really need to understand why if we're then going to revise the plan. The second thing is the minister says that these plans have to be based on the most up-to-date information. The last plan wasn't. One of the great failings of the National Planning Framework with respect to housing, it was based on an ESRI report from 2019-2020, which did not look at pent-up demand. That's not a criticism of the ESRI. It was the department and the minister who set the terms of reference. The department and the minister have asked the ESRI to do the same thing. That was obviously reported widely last week. They're recommending that we need an average 44,000 new homes a year over the next 5 years to meet new housing demand. But their report still doesn't look at unmet demand. The Housing Commission have made it very clear their view is we need at least 60,000 new homes a year on average over the next 5 years, hitting 70,000 by 2029 and 2030. So I'm going to be very interested to see, has this government listened to the experts in the Housing Commission? Have they finally accepted that their targets underpinning not only the government's current housing plan, but the first 5 years of the National Planning Framework were inadequate? Have they revised them upwards?
Okay.
And then crucially, have they allocated the funding, especially for the delivery of social and affordable homes? And I suspect
Minister?
When I see the detail, those things will be sorely lacking.
Yeah, so last week we seen the ESRI publish its report highlighting that between 35,000 and 53,000 new dwellings would be needed annually based on their various population growth scenarios. And government is committed to addressing this demand. So housing targets will be adjusted certainly to reflect the current demographics. You know, Taoiseach Simon Harris, upon taking his role as Fine Gael leader, also committed to delivering 250,000 homes by 2030. So new housing targets for 2025 and onwards will be published after this year's later this year in autumn, and certainly the headline targets that are likely to be as 50,000 homes a year
and funded as
Minister
well.
Minister O'Brien has absolutely, and Minister O'Brien has indicated this, and we've also, you know, been very clear that pent-up demand will be included in the new housing targets, ensuring that all housing needs, both current and future are addressed. And
I think, but this is not Owner Brin housing for all we're discussing here. This is much wider. So in one way, housing need is obvious, but it's where you develop that need as well. Where do you develop that housing? You say progress hasn't been made in terms of balanced or regional development. Do you know why that is, and do you have solutions to put forward?
Well, first of all, if you don't actually have accurate data to tell you that the number of homes that are needed, your plan won't work. And the figures that the minister has outlined don't take into account of unmet demand. The Housing Commission is telling us at least 60,000. Fine Gael is currently saying 50,000. That means they'll fall short. The second thing is it also has to be the right kinds of homes. And again, the Housing Commission made very clear it's not just about the total quantum. There has to be an almost doubling of the delivery of social affordable homes. And on the basis of the Summer Economic Statement, they are not provided for in terms of finance. And then the third is the question you're asking, Cormac, and you're absolutely right, because they need to be the right priced homes in the right locations. And we need affordable housing in every county and every city in the country. Most counties aren't getting any affordable housing under the Affordable Housing Fund. The levels of social housing output do not match the actual need in various areas. And the volume of new home building for sale on the private market, again, has flatlined, is not increasing, and is particularly problematic outside of Dublin and the Greater Dublin area.
One way.
So we're not getting either the right number of homes, the right price of homes, or the right location of homes. And that means more of the same failed housing policy from this government. A government that thinks 70,000 euros is an affordable home in Dublin, when really those homes have to be much, much more affordable, much, much more common and spread evenly throughout the country.
People texting us, Minister, on sustainable travel. And I just wonder, in terms of killing two birds with one stone, why not develop really fast, frequent trains and build cheaper homes in regional towns and cities? I mean, it's a no-brainer, is it not? Is that part of the plan?
It is. And, certainly the National Planning Framework, a key emphasis is around compact growth in urban areas to combat urban sprawl, but also to promote sustainable development. And this approach includes a number of specific areas specifically focused on aligning housing developments with public transport infrastructure, as you said, to reduce car dependency, promote sustainable mobility, but also around encouraging the construction of housing within existing urban areas to make them more effective.
Okay. So when will people have
land and
a high
infrastructure?
Speed, can I ask
we
you this?
Have,
when will yeah. people have a high-speed train service between Sligo and Dublin, for example, where they could conceivably and easily live in Sligo and commute to Dublin by train?
Well, currently we've undertaken the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review, which outlines the need to upgrade our trains and our lines. And certainly that is soon going to Cabinet with an implementation plan. I think it's really important, yeah. as you said, that we do have the, transport-orientated development in close proximity to new housing developments. And that is a key
focus. Is there any timeline on that? Is there any timeline as to when you can give people a target? You can live in Sligo, you can live in Leitrim, you can live in Donegal, for example, and on public transport, you could commute to Sligo or Galway or Dublin or any of the other main centres nearby. Can you give people timelines? Is there any absolute concrete detail here?
Well, certainly, I think we're discussing here the National Plan and Framework, and all of these types of considerations need to feed in to proper planning as we move forward with the implementation of this plan, aligned with the National Development Plan. And certainly key to that, as you said, is to support our climate action goal. That is a new space within this policy to promote sustainable transport, as I say, compact growth, reducing carbon emissions. It will go to consultation. So we will have a national planning forum happening during the summer. It's crucially important that we get feedback in relation to the draft revision that we've published today. And all of these will be factored in to ensure that in both urban and rural areas, that we have balanced regional development, that we have regional growth strategies, that we've investment in infrastructure, and that we have, economic development in areas that we can create jobs, we can have economic activity in the regions outside of Dublin through initiatives, be it through the IDA strategy for jobs and also the Enterprise Ireland regional enterprise plans.
We'll certainly come back to this again.
Can I just
really briefly, Fiona, yeah.
People who work in Sligo can't afford to live in Sligo. People who work in Dublin can't afford to live in Dublin. Not a single affordable home under the government's affordable housing scheme has been delivered in either of those locations. And it's all very well the minister talking about compact growth, when in fact in large parts of the country, nothing is being built, which is why people can't afford homes. So what we need to see is, where are the new homes that are going to be delivered? What price are they going to be? Are they going to meet local need? And are they going to be serviced by proper critical infrastructure, including public transport? But right now, it's not a question of, can somebody live on one side of the country and commute to the other? They cannot afford to live in the places where they're currently working because the current housing plan and the current MPF aren't working. We'll engage with the consultation, but I'm not seeing any extra money, any extra ambition, and therefore I'm quite concerned that it's going to be more of the same when we get to the revised targets at the end of this year.
Ona Brynjar Sinn Féin and Minister Alan Dillon of Fine Gael, thank you both very much.